Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, guys. Well,
happy 50th.
Yeah, we did it, man.
50. Feliz 50.
Yeah, 50.
50 podcasts.
Holy
shit.
Yeah.
Was the first one like 2 years ago? Is that about the time range for report? Or
December?
I think so, right?
December. December 2017. What'd you call it? The Tower of Joshua or something like that?
Right here. Yeah, the first one was live. It was snowing. It was right here at my dining room table.
Yeah, I remember Paul and driving down the Palisades in the snow. And, we got some Turkish takeout.
We got chicken shawarma.
Yeah, we got some Turkish takeout. I remember the Sixers and I want to say the Heat. We're on, or I definitely know the Sixers were on. I remember us watching Embiid and eating Turkish and drinking white wine, I think. And that was episode one. So it was, a little over 2 years ago. And here we are, episode 50. I wish.
Still chilling.
Still talking about sports. It's always no shortage of sports. Unfortunately. You know, I wish this can be more of a celebratory pod. Kind of a shame. But you know, we'll do our best to honor Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant and the other seven people's memories, you know, as best as we can, since everyone else is kind of doing it. I don't know if you guys just saw, but Vanessa Bryant posted like.
Half hour ago.
Yeah,
on her Instagram, she wrote it was really well written and really beautiful. It was really nice, actually, what she wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
Where were you when you found out? How did you find out?
Well, Paul, you go first.
I was on the Taco Bell drive-thru.
For real?
Seriously? No, literally. Remember, like. I'd say like an hour before it happened, I asked you, I was like, what's your go-to meal at Taco Bell? And you never answered. So, yeah, I got my own Taco Bell meals. And
would you get at least? You got to share. Did you get the $5, was it Chalupa box? Delicious.
No, I got the Chalupa Supreme, three of those, grilled stuffed burrito, and I threw in some KFC tenders as well. So I got a little bit of a mixture.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Quite the meal.
that Sunday meal.
You know how my hungover days go.
Yeah,
I was waiting online for it, and then I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I forget. And I think it was my cousin Lisa. She had like a thing from TMZ saying just like the headline: Kobe Bryant dies in helicopter crash. I was like, what that? But like, no way. At first, I thought like I was just scrolling through, and it was like someone. Trolling or whatever, but right when I went on Twitter, it was just blowing up every single tweet, and it took me a while to realize that it was really happening, because it just obviously it hit everyone the same way. It just did not feel real, but when all these reputable sources are putting it out, you have to believe it. Like this really happened, so the first thing you start thinking is like, how did it happen? Who else was on the helicopter? It was just. Meanwhile, I'm like dazed already from the night before. I couldn't put two and two together. It was like, it was insane. I still can't believe it happened.
Yeah, Juice. What about you?
How about you?
No, Juice. You go.
You go first. I woke up in my apartment in Jersey. And I don't know, something, I was just like, I got a lot of schoolwork done the day before, and I was like, I need a break. And I didn't really have anything to do. So I actually was like, all right, this might be a good day to just go visit my parents. So I drove up there, and they didn't know I was coming. Surprised them. And one of my dad's favorite places to eat is Blue Fig. So, and he hadn't gone in a long time. So I was like, all right, why don't we grab some lunch? You know, let's go. So when we get there, Adam Arachio texts in one of the four or five group chats that I'm in with him. He texts like, hey, is this real? And it was some headline about a helicopter crashing, Kobe Bryant being in it. And I was like, no way. I was like, dude, that's a hoax. And I didn't believe it at all. Like, these fake stories come out all the time about celebrities getting killed. And I put my phone in my pocket, and I just sat down, we ordered. I didn't look at my phone again. And then, like, something told me, like, I looked at my phone, and I just checked Twitter, and so many NBA players were just writing, please God, no. And I was like, okay, that's strange. And I said, Dad, there's a rumor right now that Kobe Bryant was in a helicopter and crashed. Then all of a sudden, there's a TV. There's one TV in the whole restaurant. And the restaurant was loud, and it was breaking news from ABC. And they said that, and the whole restaurant went just quiet. Like, you could hear a pin drop. And I was honestly, I was sick to my stomach. I had no app. I barely ate any food. I had a ticket to go. I felt like chest pain. I was sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. Well, me, it's kind of crazy because I was out on a really long run. And as you guys know, I usually don't bring my phone with me. You know, when I go on these long runs, I mean, sometimes I do. You know, I guess it all depends. But this particular one, I didn't. And, you know, so I had, you know, no way of knowing. And I get back. And, you know, when I get back, I usually like to stretch on the, you know, front patio there. And, you know, I'm stretching, whatever. And, you know, Katie comes to the door and she's like, you know, where the hell have you been? I was like, you know, I was out on my run. What are you talking about? And, like, I look behind her and I look up on, like, the TV in the background. And I see Kobe. I see a picture of Kobe. And then I think I see a picture of, like, LeBron, too. And I'm just thinking it's like, oh, you know, they're talking about the, you know, LeBron passing him for, you know, points scored, because that happened, what, like, not even 24 hours prior. And she, you know, choked up. She goes, Kobe Bryant died. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And then, you know, when she said, you know, his helicopter crashed and his daughter was on it too, I just, you know, it was just one of those things. Like, I you know, it wasn't even like, you know, thinking like, nah, that's not real. Like, I knew right away, because, you know, he's known for taking that helicopter everywhere.
Yeah.
And I can't.
He would take that thing. He would fly that thing every day.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think a lot of, like, this is a very big thing with celebrities in LA, right? Like, I don't even think it is.
I think this was like a Kobe thing. No. So, Paul, you've never been to LA. Juice, you've been to LA.
Well, like, Phil, doesn't Phil Rivers, didn't he do it too?
No. He has some crazy, like, Escalade or some expedition, some big truck, and he has a driver.
Yeah, no, I do remember in the past, though, always hearing about Kobe, like, going to practice in the helicopter.
So if you know L.A., it's huge. I mean, it's just massive. It pretty much is, you know, it's L.A. County, obviously, which is a huge county. Actually, it's the most populated county in America, maybe even the world.
It's like its own state.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It spans. It's ridiculous. And then there's Orange County. Orange County is, like, you know, another huge county, but it's, you know, it's part of the L.A. metropolitan area. So Kobe lives in Orange County. He lives in Newport Harbor, which is a beautiful, beautiful area of the the country, basically. And it's far from downtown L.A., you know, Staples, from El Segundo, where the practice facility is. So, yeah, he talks about it. Like, you know, I think he talked about it recently, that, you know, he couldn't stand, you know, sitting in traffic for 2 hours, and, you know, to be able to spend more time with his family, he was like, fuck it, like, I'm just gonna, you know, invest in this helicopter and just helicopter everywhere, you know. He was getting to downtown LA in 15 minutes. So this was like a normal, regular occurrence for him. So for him to go like this, and, you know, the other, you know, I mean, to have his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, Gigi, you know, who just, the worst, you know, it's like, we had just seen, what, 2 weeks ago, he, you know, he was at the Brooklyn Nets game courtside with her, showing her the ropes, and, you know, you've been seeing, like, a lot of her lately, which is, makes it just even weirder, and then just to have these other seven people, you know, was it John Altobelli, who was a coach, baseball coach at, I think, Orange Coast State College for, like, 27 years. His wife, Carrie.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, very well known.
Legendary coach, well known in Orange County. His wife, Carrie, their daughter, Alyssa, who played with Gigi, and then I think it was an assistant coach, Christina Maurer, I believe her name is.
I don't know the name. I just know the coach. Yeah.
And then, you know, I think it was
obviously.
Yeah, there was another, another daughter, mother and daughter too. That also passed. Here, I'll get their names. I mean, I hate to like not mention their names, but yeah, it was. It doesn't feel real. It still doesn't feel real. I mean, it probably. You know, all right, here are the names. Yeah, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester.
It's almost like you look at him like when we were younger. He's like a superhuman, superhero. So it's like,
right.
He's indestructible. This could never happen to a guy like Kobe. And when it does, you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, the black.
Like it hits you different.
Yeah, the black mamba.
I think it's weird, right? Like, so I was telling people, I think this, like, outside of any, you know, close, like, a death in my family, I think this is the one death that I think affected me the most out of any.
Yeah, same.
You know, and I was trying to think, like, why? Because I don't, you know, the celebrity deaths and all those things, like, they don't really, like, I don't know, they haven't affected me. But this one, I was, like, I felt, like, sick over.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, you know, all right, you know, Kobe Bryant doesn't know us, but we know him. You know what I mean? And we've been following him since he was like 17 years old. We've seen him kind of as a boy grow up, have his career and everything, retire, become a dad. We've watched it all. It was all in front of us. So we feel like we know everything about him. He is like a superhero. You know, I think that's the perfect way of putting it. Yeah, it's just, it's still surreal. Like, I think it really, like, still hits me when they show his picture and they put the years on there, you know, born and died. It's, like, crazy. It's crazy.
Well, he was a brand, right? You know, like, just like Prince and, you know, Magic.
Yeah, you hear Kobe,
you know who it is, right? Yeah. It's just, he's a world-renowned guy, you know? It's not like,
I'll tell you, so, two personal stories. When we moved from Yonkers, it was our first house. We're moving to Yonkers. Moving from Yonkers to West Nyack. I was so happy because me and my siblings, we all slept in the same room. But now, finally, we moved to West Nyack. We get our own rooms. And like any other, you know, boy, when you get your room, you can't wait to decorate that thing. You know what I mean? Put your pictures, put whatever posters and crap on the wall.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, that was, I think that was 97, 98 that we moved in. The first posters I put up were Kobe Bryant. You know, and I still remember which posters. I was actually looking them up a couple days ago. So that, I mean, that's like when I was 11. And even when I, you know, when I was 24 years old and I got my first big job at a bank, I was working for Chase, I never decorate or have anything on my cubicle or like desk area, but I did have a Kobe Bryant action figure. Like, you know, I feel like he's the one dude who's always been with me. And for guys like us, we just have always loved basketball so much, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a big reason why, you know, we're such big basketball fans. That's why it kind of hits different. And he's been, he's been such a big part of our life. I mean, he's been in our lives for, 24 years. So,
Yeah.
And he was larger than life. I mean, Mamba mentality, the Black Mamba. I mean, this guy, you know, he lived life to the fullest. And, you know, to not be able to see, you know, his daughter, Gigi, you know, she could have been, you know, the greatest woman basketball player of all time. I mean, and then these other, you know, Alyssa Altobelli and Peyton Chester, you know, they were also, you know, 13-year-old girls. You know, it's just, that's the worst part about it is,
you know,
they don't get to live a full life.
Genetics is crazy, though. I will say that because Kobe's daughter has his face, and I was watching some of the highlights, and these highlights came out like within the month.
Yeah, I know.
But her fadeaway and her moves are like, she's like just like him. You know what I mean?
I know.
So it's really wild to see. Like, she had one move where she dribbled and then stopped on a dime and then faded away, and her footwork and everything, it was just like Kobe. I was like, holy shit. It's like mind-blowing.
Yeah, she was already getting like recruited by UConn.
So she was 13, so
13.
About to go 13, to high school,
yeah,
pretty much.
4 or 5 more years. Wow. You know? It's crazy. And you know, now the you know, his three other daughters, you know, he just had, I think, a 7-month-year-old who will never know him. He had a 16 or 17-year-old daughter, and then a 7 or 8-year-old daughter, and then Vanessa. It's,
I mean, it's awful. I think when I started watching basketball, you know, it was the tail end of Michael Jordan. So, you know, people have seen him be the greatest ever.
Right.
I was still very young. Kobe was our era, and I, like, between him and LeBron, it's like the best we've ever seen, but LeBron doesn't really play like Michael Jordan at all.
No,
this guy was like carbon copy Michael Jordan.
Oh yeah, remember he used to talk like him. Remember, we see, this is the thing about Kobe, and you know, he was so so, just what's the word I'm looking for, like, you either loved him or hated him, right? Like, he was just one of those guys. And you know, obviously there's the sexual assault case, which we won't get into because it's just like, what's the point? You know, a lot of people want to point that out. You know, he owned up to it. It was a horrible thing, but you know, he had like a rebirth after it, right? Like, Nike dropped him. 2 years later, he was back, and you know, people forgot about it, and he became a family man, and you know, teammates would, you know, say he's an asshole, and him and Shaq clashed, and that's just kind of what he was. So you either loved him or hated him.
That was more competitiveness with the teammates.
Competitiveness, yeah, yeah.
I don't think it was him, like, they didn't like him personally. Maybe, like, because Jordan was almost the same way, I think, too.
He was, yeah. Punch Kerr in the face. I mean, yeah. Yeah, right. So they were so similar. Yep.
And even, like, towards the end, I think Phil Jackson couldn't stand Kobe. Like, he was so...
Yeah.
I mean, Kobe's a guy that... You know, it's wild to see now. It's heartbreaking to see Shaq so upset and crying over him. But,
yeah.
You know, you got to remember, these two hated each other when they played, because I think they were just two alpha dogs. And one was, like, accused of being a ball hog and just wanted, was all selfish. And the other one was accused of being fat and out of shape and didn't care enough.
Right.
But, you know, it's wild. But I feel like after they moved on, their careers, they retired. They did that interview for NBA TV where it's just them two and the Chips, and they kind of like buried the hatchet. And, you see like how much it was cool to see that, you know, them not at each other, them just kind of being at peace and being boys, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the worst part is, like, he's 41 years old, so he still had another at least 41 years. To have a second career almost. You know, he already, you know, he won an Oscar. Did either of you ever seen that? Dear Basketball?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I'll have to watch it now. It's going to be a tough watch, obviously, now, but I'll have to see it. But he won an Oscar. I mean, everywhere you looked, it seemed like he was like, I think he was like in Wall Street. He was, like, you know, in Silicon Valley. Like, he was with this guy. He was with that guy. you know, he was just like trying to like do like a million different things. He was so eager to learn, and you know, because he never went to college, and he probably would have did that too. Fuck it, he probably would have went back to college. I mean, that's how Kobe was. He just like he wanted to live life to the fullest, and just you know,
he's almost like a myth. Like, there's so many Kobe stories, and like just as recent as a month ago, like I'll give you one example. Luka Doncic is playing at the Staples Center, and he's dribbling up, and somebody behind him is talking trash, talking shit to him in Slovenian. And then the ball stops, he turns around to see who's talking his language. He's speaking Slovenian. It's Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like so many like random like myth-like stories about Kobe. Like even when I love the stories when they talk about him as a draft prospect, and him coming out for the to work out for the Nets, and he just busted up all the pro, because at that time, pro players could work out with the prospects, and he just busted up like Ed O'Bannon and Khalid Reeves and a bunch of the Nets pro players. And then when he went to work out for the Lakers, they put Michael Cooper. Michael Cooper's retiring, but he's known for you know being one of the best defenders ever. And he just destroyed Michael Cooper. It's just like all these like mythical stories about Kobe Bryant. He really is it's almost like a superhero origin story, you know? It's great.
Yeah, another one I heard recently is when he was in high school in Philly at Lower Merion, I guess he was working out or practicing with the Sixers, and he beat Jerry Stackhouse in one-on-one, you know, when he was in high school.
Wow.
You know, just like shit like that. Like, he's just... he really was a special talent. And you know what? There was always a debate, you know, is Kobe a top 10 player all time? And, you know, I always thought it was, like, right on the edge. And I hate to say it now that he's passed. You know, I'm not just going to, like, automatically throw him in there. But, you know, when you really think about it, who was the best player?
Really? Oh,
who was the best player of the 2000s?
Wait, you thought he's, like, on the fringe of top 10?
Yes. Are you saying he's not, or definitely was?
No, I thought he was clearly.
Oh, clear cut top 10.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I thought he was anywhere between like 8 and like 15 or something like that. You know what I mean? I wasn't exactly sure if he was top 10, but now that I think about it, like he was the best player of the 2000s. You know, like that was his decade.
Jordan obviously, and. Like, who else?
Well, 2000s, it's got to be him, Shaq, or Tim Duncan. There's not really, who else can you put in that?
Right.
Jordan is not 2000.
Right. I mean, the top 10, yeah, if I have to go off, like, real quick, yeah, like, Jordan, Kobe, you know, no particular order. Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Kareem, that's, what, 4? Magic, 5. Bird, 6.
Wilt,
7. Bill Russell, 8. Let's see, 9, 10.
There's a lot.
Then it gets
of
interesting. Then it gets interesting, you know. Hakeem, the Big O, maybe Oscar Robinson.
Kobe's
definitely. Kobe's definitely in there.
Kobe. Kobe. I think he's always been top 10 for sure. Easy.
Yeah. And you know,
it's so insane. Like top 10 player. Age 41, just retired. He wasn't even eligible to go in the fucking Hall of Fame, and he's dead now.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
I know,
fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst, that he can't do his speech. It's weird.
And when
I guess he'll be in this year, right? I guess obviously
it was him, Duncan,
Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett.
And
amazing,
Garnett.
Actually.
Oh, damn.
I know. And when is that? When do they usually do that? It's over the summer, right? Is it September?
Summer.
So yeah.
That's gonna be really sad. I mean, that's when it's really, you know, obviously, you know, it's really hard. I'm not gonna lie to you. That first day, I cried on and off a few times, and you know, that funeral, which I'm sure will be televised, is not going to be an easy watch. Sure, that's going to be the real like realization that he's really gone, and that Gian is really gone, and that, you know, the other 7 people are really
they'll
probably do what they did for Michael Jackson and just have like a big one
on at the Staples Center and televise it, right?
Oh, Michael Jackson's was at the Staples Center?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I would assume that the family has a say if they want it televised or not. Who knows? I don't know. You don't know how they might react to
that.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, that's true. But I think they will because...
I think they will.
You never know.
Outside of the Staples Center, they built... It's like a shrine outside. It's insane out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got so many...
Yeah, they're going to want to celebrate his life as much as possible and make it for the people to help with the pain.
A Mexican mariachi, like a legendary Mexican mariachi band, came out there and they were playing their instruments, and like everybody was just like going crazy. But it's over there, it's insane. He's huge.
Yeah, he's he's a god in LA. Like around the world, he's very famous. In China, he's probably a god. But L.A., I mean, he's L.A.'s son. I mean, he really was, you know. I'm trying to think what you can even compare it to. He was bigger than Jeter is to New York. You know what I mean? Because
maybe
I don't even know what
Brazil.
What's that?
Pele in Brazil, maybe something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That level. Yeah, that's a good comparison. That's a good one. I'm trying to think.
Even the late night, like Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien, these guys were pouring their hearts out. Some of them weeping on TV.
Yeah.
Canceling their show, dedicating the entire show to, you know, his old interviews and stuff. You know, it's really crazy. And it's sad, but like, I want to watch all this stuff. You know, I want to remember the stuff. I've been taping all it. I've been, you know, saving all the stuff on social media. We'll still talk about Kobe, you know, 30 years from now. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. It's a shame because, again, I wasn't the biggest Kobe fan. I didn't hate him, but he wasn't, like, my favorite player. I always enjoyed watching him. You know, what's a shame is the whole Kobe thing was kind of... It kind of, you know, obviously it started from the Chappelle show, from Dave at the edge of the bed throwing a condom in the trash can, which was a clear reference to the sexual assault case. But then it turned into like a whole thing. Like every time you shot the ball, Kobe, you know what I mean? It really became its own thing. I mean, the guy loved to shoot. He loved to shoot.
It was like a lifestyle thing. Everyone,
yeah.
People still doing it.
Yeah, I mean, he loved to shoot, and he wasn't bashful about it. Like he admitted it. Like shooters shoot. You know, that was Kobe, man. It was just like I'm gonna kill you. That's what I'm gonna do.
But he has that from day one. Because you remember, like when they were in the Western Conference Finals,
the Jazz game
was in 1990. Yeah, and he was shooting. He airballed it twice.
No, four times. Four times. It was four
times. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Four air balls. Yep, in a row.
Oh man!
Yeah,
it's like so crazy.
It was crazy. That was like, was he a rookie or his second year or something like that? I guess Shaq had fouled out and someone else wasn't in the game. I forget what happened. Someone got hurt and he was like, "All right, you know, my turn now." And he could have easily. He said that was a defining moment in his career. Because he went straight to the gym when they got back to L.A. and just shot all night. And,
if that doesn't happen,
does he become, you know, the Black Mamba, so to speak? You know, I think once he cut his fro, too, I feel like he became a different person. You know, like, he really, like, you know, there was number 8 Kobe and then there was, like, 24 Kobe. Like, it was crazy. After Shaq left, you were like, oh, you know, the Lakers are done, whatever. And then he wins 2 more titles with Paul Gasol. And Lamar Odom and Ron Artest, you know, it's like, what the fuck? Carried those teams. It's amazing. You know,
I liked him. I always loved him. Like I just thought like his whole, that whole Mamba mentality thing,
Like, I thought it was very cool that Jerry West said that he didn't need that. He always just had that inside of him. But, yeah, I just, like, I thought that nobody loved the game more than him and respected it. And he just, like, I love that he wanted to rip out your heart. You know what I mean? Like, he...
They don't make Kobe's anymore. Yeah, they don't make Kobe's anymore. He was kind of like the last of a dying breed.
Yeah,
they don't really.
And he also never prevented the Knicks from winning titles like Jordan.
We didn't have to
deal with him in the Eastern Conference.
Never had to deal with Kobe.
That's why I never had a negative thought about him, like, on the Lakers. He's the first guy that ever came into Madison Square Garden, right? Dominated. He scored even before the famous 61. He had another game, and I remember that because, like, I loved, like, the sneakers he was wearing, and I still remember these, like, white Nikes that he had on. But he dropped like 55 at the Garden before the 61. But he's the first player that I've ever seen where the Knicks fans are chanting MVP for the opposing player.
Yeah. He really
never seen that before.
Yeah, he just really had so many different ways to score. And he had that, like, line drive jumper that was just so sweet. And, you know, every time he shot the ball, even if he goes, you know, like, he went 6 for 24 in that finals game. I forget what year it was. I think it was the game where Artest hit the shot when they won the title in 2010. But I might be getting that wrong. But you know, just every time he shot the ball, it was like an event. Like, he just, you know, because you, I don't know. It's... That's why that last game where he dropped 60 was just so much fun. And I think that's when I became a Kobe fan. You know, it's kind of sad. It was his last game where I became a fan. But I remember watching that game just, like, on my feet, cheering, just clapping. Like, that was so awesome. Even if he, you know, shot the ball 50 times, whatever. Just to go out like that was just incredible. And then, you know, his post... playing career, you know, he just had so many different things he was diving into. It, you know, it was kind of cool to watch, and now we won't be able to see it.
Yeah. You know, back to the 96 draft, right? You know, even though he's from Philly, the Philadelphia 76ers, they had the first pick, they weren't going to take him. Like, he was just before then, like, a guard, a wing was never drafted out of high school.
No.
So I knew he wasn't going to be there. And I knew he worked out for the Nets 3 times and killed it. But I think his agent told New Jersey, hey, listen, we're going to go play in Italy if you draft us. Do not draft us.
Same with Charlotte. Same with Charlotte, yeah.
But like, I wonder why the other teams, like 10 or 11 other teams, didn't. Maybe back then, you know, the only way you could go see it, it's not like social media existed or anything, the internet. Wasn't really, like, you know, prevalent then. I guess you had to just see him in person, travel out to Pennsylvania and watch him. But I always wondered why he dropped to 13, because when Jerry West traded for him, he was like, this player is going to be the best player in the league. And if that guy feels that way, like, wouldn't you think that 11 other teams would have said, or the rest of the NBA, somebody would? The Knicks had 3 first-rounders that draft.
Oh,
if the Knicks offered all 3, Did they fucking move up a little bit? Who did they even draft that year?
96.
It was John Wallace. He was the first one. And right before they picked John Wallace, it was Jermaine O'Neal went. But I looked at it yesterday, actually. Maybe John Wallace. I think Walter McCarty was one of them.
Walter McCarty, yeah. I was going to say him. Yep.
And John Thomas, I think, was the other one.
Yep.
By the time Nick... we're picking John Wallace, there was nobody left. Like, Fisher actually left. But, so, there's nothing we could have done unless they moved up. But,
which they could have with 3 picks. Oh, my God. Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah. Move up a couple spots, you know, I don't know. I think it's the best draft of all time.
Oh, yeah, that 96 draft's amazing. Kobe's actually, his first point was at the Garden. It was a free throw.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't either until, obviously, you know, everyone's, you know, talking about all the memories of him. And then, do you remember the All-Star game? Was it the 98 All-Star game? What was the All-Star game at the Garden?
I think that was 2000, maybe?
I don't know.
It was 98.
Well, I remember...
He won the dunk contest. It was 99.
Yeah, someone threw Garnett throws the ball off the backboard, and Kobe dunks it. I remember that so vividly, and it was at the Garden.
It's later because 98 was Cleveland. He won the dunk contest in that one.
Yeah, through the legs, put it through the legs. Yeah.
But that was a good one at the Garden.
Yeah, the one he actually, I remember he made the All-Star. It was his first All-Star game, and he was like the only All-Star who like didn't start on his own team, but made the All-Star game, which
yeah,
is like unheard of. I mean, Lou Williams might be the only one to ever do that. Actually, did Lou Williams even make an All-Star game? I don't even know if he's made the All-Star game, but you know, I just thought that was kind of cool, like a bench player making. But Kobe, he was just so polarizing. You know, even as a young player. I mean, he took Brandy. He took Brandy to his prom. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's again, it doesn't feel real. And it's not going to for a long, long time. You know, we're going to forget about, like, you know, maybe a few months might go by. But, well, actually, I don't even know because I think now the Lakers... Yep. They're gonna probably win it all. They're gonna be playing with a certain chip on their shoulder now. That's just gonna be unstoppable. I feel like they already were like the best team in the league. I mean, this is gonna be talked about for a long
That'd
time.
That'd be cool. It'd be cool if LeBron could bring one, win one for Kobe kind of thing, and you know,
I'm rooting for it.
I'd get on.
I'm rooting for it.
Yeah,
I'm here for it now.
They'll probably do something really big with the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And then after that, they'll probably, I don't know, I think they'll find some way to honor him. Maybe they'll name one of the trophies after him or create an award after him. Or, yeah, they'll definitely do something. His statues will go up for sure. And we'll hear about him again and around All-Star. I mean, not All-Star, around the Hall of Fame time. He'll definitely be in there. And
he might already have a statue outside Staples. I know there's definitely a Magic one, a Kareem, and I think a Shaq. I think there is a Kobe one. I'm not positive about that, but if there wasn't, there definitely will be. Yeah, this one is gonna last a while. I mean, I just don't. This was so out of nowhere, and again, it's affected me more than any famous person's death. You know, people comparing it to John Lennon. You know, someone who was just you know, so young, so much talent. Obviously, a different industry, but you know, people are comparing it to that. Yeah, Paul, do you have a favorite Kobe memory?
Memory, I mean, the one play that always stands on my mind is probably that, I think it was the Portland game, the Trailblazers, when he threw the alley-oop to Shaq.
Yep, that was amazing.
That's like the one that I always just think of Kobe, like the comeback. And
he had the fro.
Always
they were down 15 fourth quarter.
Right.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was the Shaq also, like them too, like that play always... Remember that play forever.
That was amazing. I was watching that live. That was incredible. That Portland team was really good too. They had Sheed and
Matt Barnes, pump taking the ball in front of his face and he's not moving.
Oh yeah,
when he's taking the ball out of bounds.
Didn't even blink. Yep,
that's Kobe. That's Kobe too.
That was when I feel like the legend of Kobe, like the Mamba mentality, really like took it up a different level. When that happened, was just like, whoa, this guy doesn't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So many young people love him, too. Like, I guess they just watch his video. I guess that's how I feel about Larry Bird. How I love Larry Bird is because I just like was watching NBA TV and ESPN Classic and watching his old games and stuff. But I guess little kids, younger people just watch YouTube and just look Google him and watch all his content on him, but yeah, young kids love him too.
Yeah, look at Kyrie and Durant and Westbrook and Harden. You know, all these, you know, the star players in the league now, they grew up loving Kobe and idolizing him and still loving him. I Kyrie and Durant still haven't spoken out and said anything, so they got to be devastated.
Yeah, as much as I love to bash Kyrie, you know, for basketball, I don't really care about anything he does, you know, in real life. It's all just part of basketball. But as much as I bash him and make fun of him and hate him, I was watching the Nets tribute to him, and he was sobbing during the tribute. And you just see he's in, like, a lot of pain, and he's hurt. And I felt really bad for
him.
Wait,
is he playing? Is he back to playing? Was that
tonight? Yeah, he's playing tonight.
Okay, because, yeah.
Check on.
Because when he got the news at the Garden Sunday for the Nets Knicks game, he just turned around and left, and I didn't realize that him and Kobe had such a tight bond. They actually have the best relationship of any other player in the league.
After he hit the game winner to win the championship for Cleveland, they're all celebrating. He's FaceTiming Kobe in the locker room. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, he was like, "Hey, man, like." I did it. You told me to shoot it. You told me to take the shot. And I did. I mean, that's got to feel amazing. And Kobe was sitting there with Gigi. I mean, it's just so, it's heartbreaking. It's just such an awful thing that happened.
RIP.
Yeah. You know, rest in peace. And, I know I'm never going to be going on a helicopter. That's all I know.
Those always scared me.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, I've never been on one, and I'm never going on one. I mean, and that guy, you know, his pilot, who actually was his pilot the whole entire time, Ara Zabayan. Supposedly, yeah. I mean, this guy was like the best. I mean, he was like the best helicopter pilot out there. You know, some of his students, you know, spoke out about it. Like, he was more than safe. So I don't know what was up that day. People are mentioning the fog and whatnot and how they shouldn't have been out there.
Yeah. But,
I mean, it's just one of these freak things, you know, and that's...
accidents, it sucks, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Anything else? I think we've kind of said it all.
Let's get your opinions on some football. Got a big game this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. The biggest game, the Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday is a few days away. Kind of crazy. I think it's going to be a good one. Niners, Chiefs. Chiefs are, what's the line now, Paul?
Same, hasn't moved. 1.5.
Still 1.5.
Kansas City favorite.
So, me personally, I'm just going to come out and say it. I may even bet this one. I love the Niners. I'm not going to
say...
No, go on.
My head is telling me Kansas City, but my heart is San Francisco. Like, it's really hard to bet against Mahomes, but I think San Francisco is a better team. And I think Shanahan is a better coach. I think they have better coaching, too, than Kansas City.
Believe it or not.
And a better just overall team.
Yeah, so, I mean, Andy Reid's a
great... I don't know, man.
Andy Reid's a great coach, but I feel like there's a reason that Belichick... like, just gave away Garoppolo to Kyle Shanahan. I think, you know, genius recognizes genius. I think he just, like, you know, appreciates and respects the hell out of Kyle Shanahan because he knows he's just such a great mind. And,
right.
Yeah, you said it. I think they're just a more complete team. And I don't know why they're dogs in this. I really don't. It's probably because of Mahomes, but... Yeah,
I think it's the Mahomes factor because he's the biggest star. So
yeah,
you know, people are gonna have a hard time betting against him. But I think Niners, man, that defense, the running game is ridiculous. They could put one of us behind that line in their scheme, and we'd probably be able to run pretty well because no matter you see, these guys don't get touched until like 10 yards down the field. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they got like what, 4 running backs. Was it Coleman, Rita, Mostert?
Mostert,
yeah.
So, then you got their whole defensive line is first round picks. Like, I think they have 5 or 6 first rounders on the defensive line. Sherman, good linebackers. That coach, the coordinator, what's his name? Sally.
Oh, I love that guy.
Whatever.
Is that the bald guy?
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's always so...
He's nut job.
He's always so fired up. I love that guy. Yeah.
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 Like, the 49ers, they're not gonna beat themselves. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna have to really, really outplay them.
Yeah.
I think Kansas City, and I don't know if I'm rooting for this. I don't really care. Like, I don't have a dog in the fight. I kind of sway a little bit towards the Niners because maybe they're a little bit of the underdog. But I think Kansas City might blow the doors off for this game.
Whoa.
And just put up tons of points.
Jerome!
Oh, yeah. I dropped it.
Mahomes is, he's special, man. He's incredible. That run he had, that was the Titans game, right? Yeah, that run that he had, where he ran into the end zone himself, and he did that spin move, and jammed body into the end zone. That was incredible.
I think he's probably the most fun guy to watch in the league right now. Him or Lamar?
Yeah.
You got someone else?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is up there. Don't get me started. Don't get me hyped.
That's for another day. But
he's got. I like Russell to watch.
Yeah, Lamar. Russell's fun. Yeah, you're right.
Those are pretty Mahomes.
I just think they have
Watson.
They're just so explosive. Even Tyreek Hill is so fast. They have, the way the offense moves, and I think Andy Reid he's due, man. He's due. He's got to get his chip now.
Yeah, you're right. I always forget about the Walrus. You know, he still hasn't won one.
He's got his Tommy Burger ready, man. It's crisp and ready.
Yeah.
Right to Miami.
Right. What I'm struggling with, is it going to be a high-scoring game, low-scoring game, a tight game, a blowout? Like, I really don't know. I have no idea.
What's the
over-under?
What's
the over-under? 54? 52.
52, 53, something like that.
All right, so Vegas thinks high scoring.
Yeah, 28, 24, that range. Not crazy, but they're just really too good. They're the best football teams, I think, for sure. All year, they have been.
Yeah.
I played the Wolves for a little bit, but I think San Francisco definitely is the better team. They just don't beat themselves, man. They're tough. Garoppolo, how many chances did he throw against Minnesota and Green Bay? Like 20 combined?
Yeah, didn't he have like nine? Didn't he have nine in, against the, was it like nine pass attempts?
Packers?
Nine.
Against the, I don't know, one of those games. It was like stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane. It's not like they played in like a blizzard or a monsoon. This was in freaking sunny as can be. Northern California, and they didn't even have to throw the ball. So
yeah, and they're healthy. I mean, they got we haven't even mentioned Kittles or Debo Samuel or who else is on the team? Oh, they got Emmanuel Sanders. You know, they got
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, they got weapons, man.
Yeah, I'm ready. It's gonna be a really good game.
It's gonna be really good. Yeah,
should be a fun time.
A lot of red. A lot of
I
red.
Go, man.
A lot of
I
red.
Go. I think that
you want to go.
This ticket is like five grand. Can you imagine spending that to sit in the freaking nosebleed?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Miami's got to be a zoo right now. Miami's got to be a zoo right now, though. Oh my god!
It should
all
just,
the celebrities down there.
I feel like it should be in Miami like every year. I don't know why.
Definitely.
I feel like it's like the perfect city for Super Bowl. It's just such a party city, you know. It works well. You know, Vegas is gonna once that new stadium's up. Vegas, that's what they should do. They should switch it off every other year. Vegas, Miami, Vegas, Miami. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe sprinkle a New Orleans in there. But you know.
Yeah, and never have it at never have it at MetLife ever again.
No.
Arizona.
See,
the worst Super Bowl ever.
But like places like Arizona, Indy. I don't know. I just feel like Miami and Vegas are the two biggest like party cities. You know what I mean? I feel like Super Bowl is a party.
Yeah.
It's just I feel like it just makes sense. Just have it in those two and just call it a day.
New Orleans
or New Orleans. It's like a party
New Orleans,
city.
Atlanta.
What about Tennessee? I wonder if they'll ever have it there. Nashville. That might be a good
outdoors,
one.
Outdoors though. Yeah, but it's pretty warm climate.
It's pretty warm. Yeah. It's like really good climate there actually. But
are you very excited? for the halftime show?
I actually am. Yes.
Who, Shakira?
And J-Lo.
Yeah.
Shakira, J-Lo. Yeah. You know Pitbull's making an appearance.
Real Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke? Is Luke going to be making
Yeah, we
an
might
appearance?
See Luke What's Campbell there. We might see Trick Daddy, maybe? Trina?
Get Trick Daddy and Trina.
You know?
Who else?
Tricky Love the Kids.
Ricky
Rouse. Yeah, just got every Miami artist ever. Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
You know?
Stefan.
Just bring them all out. Fuck it. You know?
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be fun.
You know?
I have like no plans right now. I don't know what I'm doing for it, but
yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
But you know what? Sometimes it can be fun.
Indulge? Are you gonna indulge at all or no?
No, bro. I told you that next Monday is supposed to be the worst day
ever
of the year, work wise for me. It's gonna be horrible.
Yeah.
I'll just watch the game.
Damn, kid.
Whatever. Enjoy the commercial. I want something good. Maybe some buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah, I feel like if you watch it low key, you'll be able to just really focus on like everything. You could you'll remember every commercial, every play. You know, I don't know.
If it's a good game, great. Other than that, I don't know. I don't really care about either of these teams.
You not putting any bet down or no?
Unless Pat Mahomes scores 4 or 5 touchdowns, I'll be hyped if that happens.
Or even Garoppolo.
Sure. I just want to see some. I want to see touchdowns, bro. That's what I'm about.
I really, really... Garoppolo. Here, so let's give our predictions. I really like the Niners and the over. I might bet it, believe it or not.
I can't go against Mahomes. I want to, but I'm not. So, 31-21 in City.
Oh, wow. 10 points.
In the ring. Yeah, we get the Walrus is going to get his ring.
Oh, and so 50,
celebrate.
So 52 exactly?
Some barbecue.
52 points exactly? 31-21?
Yeah.
Wow. Right on the
31-21, yeah.
What say you, Juice?
Kansas City over the Niners. 81-29.
What? What did you say?
81-29.
Good God, man.
Patrick Mahomes throws 5 touchdowns.
Only 5?
Honey Badger. Only 5. Honey Badger returns 3 picks for touchdowns.
Oh, Jesus. I always forget the Honey Badgers.
I think the best bet is a wardrobe malfunction at halftime for plus 3,000. I feel like it's going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Think we're going to get a titty?
Maybe A-Rod. Maybe
A-Rod. Miami, Shakira, J-Lo.
There's definitely a prop. How many times they show A-Rod?
A-Rod.
I think Trump has one and a half. I don't know.
Oh, Trump's going
to
be there?
He'll probably be there, I'm sure.
Will he, though? He goes to the college national championship. That seems to be like his game that he goes to. You know what I mean?
Well, he probably maybe not be there, but like, the bet's like if he shows up, what will be the over under? So it's like 1.5 if he shows up.
Right.
So.
Right.
Who else would be there?
Oh, who's Tyler,
the biggest Miami guy? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
D Wade.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Dan Le Batard.
Miami. Portnoy. Maybe he's probably gonna get thrown out. Well, he can't go to the game. I don't think.
Yeah, he's already been doing a bunch of pizza challenges. He actually did it. He did one with Kittles, Nick Bosa, and Fred Warner.
It's not Kittles. It's Kittle.
Oh, it's just Kittle. Damn it! I knew I'd fuck that up. Fred.
No, yeah. Because I don't.
What's that?
That's why I was like, what? I thought you were saying Skittles.
Oh, Skittles. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, Portnoy actually just
saw that one. He had Bosa.
Yeah, Bosa. Did you see? They had like the closed caption. It just said mumbles.
Yeah, because you can't. I didn't say like anything clear. It was just straight like gibberish.
I know. Yeah, he's an interesting one. Everyone's joking that he, if the Niners, Bosa's going to play so hard because he wants to meet Trump. He wants to go to the White House so bad, because I guess he's like a known Trumpster. I don't know. I don't know how accurate that is. But, yeah, should be good. But speaking of Portnoy and Barstool, they just got, didn't they just get bought out for like $450 million or something by some casino? Did you hear about this?
I think it was like they bought a minority stake in it. Yeah, this like gambling company. So... yeah, rolling in the dough. He's got a monopoly on his hand.
Hey, he built it from the ground up. I give him, you know, all the credit in the world, man. He really grinded. I can't believe he's 42.
Yeah.
Like, he's Brady's age. He's 42 years old. He just seems so young, like, just the way he acts, but he's actually kind of old.
Right.
Not like 42 is old.
Interesting what happens. I feel like they're, like, going to take over, like, everything, like, podcasts. They're going to have their TV station. They already have their radio station. Like, they're going to keep on getting more and more.
Yeah.
Or something, like, crazy, like, scandal happens and it just goes absolutely terrible. And he has to, like, get rid of it or sell his shares and, like...
I feel like the Barstool fans, they like, love, like, scandals. I feel like he'll only get more famous from a scandal.
No, for sure. it would have to be something, like, insane, but...
Yeah, that's true.
With this guy, you never know. He's not a dummy. I think a lot of it is just act, and he plays on this stuff. But
yeah, he loves.
It'll be interesting because they're getting so popular. It's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I could just watch like the pizza challenges or the pizza challenge, not challenge. The pizza reviews, the one bite. I can watch those like all
day.
The pizza challenge. No, I can.
The pizza challenge. Yeah, they're funny. They're good.
No, I can watch them like all day. Like I love them. I can't get enough of them. You know. So
this guy, he's gonna run out. He's gonna run out of spots. He's gonna have to start doubling up soon.
I know. It's crazy. All he consumes is pizza, Adderall, and cocaine. It's probably not healthy at all. But whatever. Whatever keeps him going.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
probably puking up that pizza off camera.
Yeah, that little porno he had, you know, 15-second clip. No one's even talking about that anymore. Like, he just brushed that off.
No.
Like, yeah, it's...
Yeah, made him more popular.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway. All right, guys.
Juice, when is your tape dropping? My what dropping? What? Don't worry about it.
And
don't
on that note... All right,
been
guys.
Real. Go watch The Outsider because I can't talk about it anymore.
El Cuco. Cuco.
I gotta watch that. I gotta catch Herb. I gotta do a lot.
Are you afraid of El Cuco, Paul?
Bro, I was just watching it. I turned I told you a story. Drew came down, so I had to turn it off. If you want to watch a movie,
right?
But I have no idea what's going on. There's like different people in every scene. There's different people.
Well. I mean,
what happened to Bateman? Where's Jason Bateman?
He's dead.
It's like eight different shows in one show.
No, he died in the second episode. He got shot up by the kid that died, his brother.
He's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember they're walking him into the like the courthouse? And...
In the court, yeah, but I thought he survived.
No. It was kind of weird the way like he got shot and they don't clear cut say he's dead, but then they flash forward and like his wife is like, you know, talking about him as he's a deceased man now.
All right. But
you
know what?
I don't know. I like this new character. I like Holly, you know, she's an interesting character and how she's, you know, piecing everything together and you know, how, you know, this, you know, I don't know. I'm liking it, so I'm going to keep going.
For sure.
All right. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
All right.
Take care.
50 episodes. Take care.
50. Boom.
RIP Kobe. GG.
RIP to the God.
All right. Take care, Comier.